Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans. The game is over. Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year. And we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final from American Family Field, and the results are really good tonight as the Brewers take care of the Cubs. 11-1 the final. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. There's Tim Shea. My name is Tim Allen. We're live here in the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. 13 hits. Six of those hits home runs. Who says the ball isn't traveling this year in Major League Baseball? And it actually could have been a couple of more home runs, but it is always a sweet thing taking care of the Chicago Cubs. I don't know if it's okay to hate a baseball team, is it?
No, it is. This one is.
It's okay to just use the word hate. We're going to talk hate speech tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going
to do. In a good way. In a good way.
Everybody tweet that out. Tim Allen's doing hate speech. And I do hate this baseball team in a sports hate kind of way, guys. You understand that. I think everyone really kind of gets that part of it. You want to go by definition. Hate is the intense or passionate dislike for something or someone. Okay, that I have. By definition, an intense dislike for the Chicago Cubs. And every single victory, I just relish in it. There's no other team that gives me more pleasure than beating the Chicago Cubs. I don't care where it is. Play it at Wrigley Field, play it here at American Family Field, play it on the moon. I don't care where it's played. There's nothing gives me a little more glory than beating the Chicago Cubs. 29,000, just short of 30,000 tonight at American Family Field. I did hear the Cub fans. I did hear them in there. There wasn't much to cheer about there, but there were probably several thousand of them, I would say, if you were at the game and maybe left early on a blowout victory. That's okay. Like to hear from you if you did go to the game. We'll give some of the folks a little time to get out of the stadium there and then get their thoughts on. We always talk about a crowd percentage and what they believe, those that were at the game, what they believe the percentage was at American Family Field. But we're talking about hate, and if it's okay to really hate that team. I mean, to me, I think it's okay. Maybe it's a little harsh. I don't know. Someone's going to say, well, you shouldn't hate anything. didn't just waggle their finger at you. You shouldn't hate anybody.
No, we can hate the Cubs.
No, I hate the team.
Yep.
You know, once in a while, God, I hate that guy. Well, it's in a sports hate. It's like a different platform of hate. You don't truly hate the guy individually. You just hate what he does against your favorite team. When it gets your reaction after this one, Brewers suddenly have won 4 in a row. They've won 10 of their last 12. They've won 13 of their last 17 games. 13-4 in their last 17 games, guys. Winning baseball games. We talked the other day about the 12-8 victory over the Pirates. We said, well, is that the game that's going to kickstart this offense? One could point to that. I got a different trigger on this thing. Let's keep an eye on it since Christian Yelich and his bunt base hit yesterday. I wonder what sort of impact that had on the rest of this lineup. What sort of impact that had on the dugout and the team overall. Because that was a team at bat. It really was. The more you think about that at bat. Now, again, the shocker was that, boy, who would have thought? You're down one in the ninth inning. You want him to tie this game up with nobody on. Just hit a solo shot, Christian. Come on. Let's see what's going on here. Nope. He laid down the bunt. We'll just keep an eye on certain triggers. And I know what some people are thinking about, you know, the Brewers' roll that they're on. And this is a roll. I mean, I'm telling you, they're 14-7 overall right now. But they've won 10 of 12 games. 10-2.
And they very easily could have won those other two that they
were winning.
They were winning in the eighth inning.
Yeah, they were in the lead in both of those games in the eighth inning. And that's a rare.
So this could be
for the crew.
Could be possibly a 12-game winning streak.
It could have been a free burger. Yeah, that close to a free burger here this year. 799-1250. We're going to hear from manager Craig Counsell. Want to get your reaction. And also, is this a true roll that the Brewers are on, or do you just say, hey, they're beating up on some lesser teams here? Because this isn't going to go anywhere. If you feel that they're beating up on lesser teams, okay, fair enough. But they've got the Cubs for a couple of more games. They've got the Cincinnati Reds for 3 games next week. And they're just a pile of not good. So this could continue. And actually, in all theory, it should continue. Adrian Hauser, another terrific performance from a starter on this Brewers squad this year. 6 shutout innings. Just a couple of hits allowed. Did walk 3. So 5 base runners allowed by Adrian Hauser. Struck out 6. Pitch count, I didn't check the pitch count. What, right around 100? I think that's where he ended up. ERA now at 2.53 on the season.
101 pitches, Tim. 101
pitches in the performance. 6 scoreless innings. Now, again, do you discredit this team for beating up on teams like Pittsburgh and Chicago? I don't know. It's baseball. You're going to – all these wins come in handy. So is it fair to discredit them for beating these teams when way in the back end of September, you're going to be looking up at a, whatever it might be, the win total, 90, whatever. You're not going to think back upon these wins, are you? You're just going to look at that win total and say, wow, the Brewers can break their all-time record in wins if they can win 2 of the next, you know, 5 games or whatever it might be, late in December, or September, I should say. They're playing baseball in December. Something really went wrong here. 799-1250. So let me get to somebody leaving the park here. And I want to know, each and every year over the past 17 years when the Cubs come into town, we do kind of give you a gut check on what your feel the percentage was in terms of Cub fans coming into Milwaukee. And by the way, you Cub fans that listen to the show, don't let the toll booth hit you in the tailgate on your way home. Thanks for your money. We appreciate that. The tide has turned. Clearly, the Chicago Cubs are the little brother of the Milwaukee Brewers. They just are. They are, guys. This is the way. If you don't want Cub fans at American Family Field, this is the way to keep them out, what you're doing right now, the last couple of years. You've just been brutalizing these guys. It's kind of fun to see. I relish in the glory of that. You call me a cheerleader if you want. Okay, fair enough. I'm good with that. A Brewer cheerleader. Where are my pom-poms? Tim, did you take my blue pom-poms?
I
need those. I need to do a little dance in here. It's okay.
Okay.
And is it okay to hate a baseball team? Again, this is sports hate. This isn't sort of hate speech that you're going to, you know, really hear about by definition. This is an intense or passionate dislike of something or someone. That's what the definition says. So is it okay? You shouldn't hate anybody, Tim. That's what they're going to tell you. They waggle your finger. No, there's too much hate in this world anyway. You shouldn't hate. This is sports hate. It's a little bit different. 414-799-1250. Who's leaving American Family Field, Timmy?
We got Luis leaving American Family Field.
What's on your mind, dude?
You know, Tim, in the past, there used to be a rivalry there where you did not like Cub fans. You hated them. Like, you'd walk into that stadium, and there would be hate. What you have now is a defeated fan base who is coming to you and asking you, like, hey, what's it like to have phenomenal pitching? I wish I could have frontline pitching like you guys do. Like, there isn't a sense of life in this fan base right now. And if you ask for percentage tonight, you know, of the 29 alleged thousand fans that were in there, maybe 70-20, but, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, there would be some hate and vitriol in that stadium, you know, between us Brewer fans and those Cub fans. And boy, it's, you know, when you have a dog and it is submissive and shows you its belly and just wants a belly rub, that's Cub fans.
Yes, the very obedient dog.
That's all they are, is that submissive puppy dog that is just on its back saying, I'm sorry, Adrian Houser, you own us tonight. I'm sorry, Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff. Even when Hunter Renfro is just poking the ball and hitting it 400 feet to right field, Cub fans are just a submissive dog. I don't know what else to tell you.
That's a great call. All right, Luis, thanks for the call, dude. Stay in touch. 799-1250. He brings up the hate in the stands, and he's right. And that, I'm very pleased that has exited this rivalry, because that was pretty sad. It didn't shed a good light on any of us. It really didn't. I mean, there were fights. Tim, you worked at the stadium through those really intense, kind of bitter, and it did drip over the rail into the stands. And there's been videos. We've played them, well, the audio, but we played them on the air here on this show over the years. Literally fights knocking into the concession stand. There were fights in the bleachers. There were literally fist fights going on out there. We haven't really seen that here in a few years.
No, it was bad back 5, 6, 7 years ago. It was bad.
And that's where the hate, the sports hate, got a little too intense. You know, I'd lose my mind too, you know, both ways, getting a little bit too into it. Now, I've told this story before. I think it's as you get older, there's certain points that you cross that you say, you know, you better watch it. Whether it be if you're a runner or a workout dude or something, there always is a point in your age that you will get to. And if you're younger than me, okay, you'll get there too. I'm no doctor, but as the years go by, you tend to get older. But for me, it was a Travis Shaw home run about 4 years ago or so, that I was so into it in the studio, and no one really was around. There was I don't even think the producer was at work yet. And I went so crazy that something kind of went on tilt in my head a little bit. And like a spike was driven into my head, because I was like really intense, like huge home run, and it was against the Cubs. That triggered it, but that sort of feeling, that trigger, did sort of provide this element into the fan bases, and it did get ugly. Now it's a little bit better. So I don't know what's going to happen. Cubs, this is cyclical. We all know that. The Cubs will cycle back around to being a decent baseball team. I hope not. They've only got one of the last 112 years that it's been working for them. But they will get competitive head-to-head against the Brewers. And will that drip back into the stands again? I really hope not. I think we've all been behaving ourselves, as Tim said, the last, it was like 5 years ago where things just got super ugly. But a big win today, as I say, they're big wins, but for me, it's bigger against the Cubs, number one. But it's also bigger because you're stacking these wins together. And that's what Craig Counsell is going to say. Hey, just don't worry about the competition. Just stack these wins together. And they're doing just that. They won 10 of 12. A record now, they're winning two out of every three games at the current pace. 14-7 at this mark right now. 799-1250. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, you're next on the Fan. Is it okay to like hate a baseball team?
Absolutely, Tim. I hate the Cardinals and I hate the Cubs. What I would love to see in a game like this, which will never happen, is in a blowout game like this, I wish they could just put a position player on the mound in the ninth inning to tell the Cubs.
I thought it was going to be Brasso. He pinch hit for Jason the eighth, and I thought that was the end for Brasso to pitch the ninth. So apparently shut my mouth because I was convinced it'd be Brasso.
Yeah, well, I think we'd get thrown at tomorrow if we ever did something like that, but I would love to see it someday, and I don't think Council will ever do it. But as far as, like, I don't know, when you think about it, like, they've got about 55 games this year against the Reds, Pirates, and Cubs. I mean, is it unrealistic to think they could go, like, 40-15, 42-13?
Something super special against
those guys. A lot of wins, but that's not our problem, that if they're not, playing very good baseball, those three teams.
No. And again, I'm never going to discredit any team for beating lesser talent. That's just not fair to them. It's not. And I hate to be the old cliche. Thanks, Pat. The old cliche, yeah. you can only play who's on your schedule. But that's so true in this case. I'm not going to discredit this team for beating lesser talent. It's just, you can't do that, whether it's basketball or football or hockey or baseball. It doesn't matter. A win's a win's a win, and that's that, and it's always a good thing. We always should be happy with a win, always. But there are going to be some folks on the other side that says, no, I'm not pleased with this win because it wasn't a Cardinals, because it wasn't the Dodgers, because it wasn't the Mets. Uh-uh. This is a cool win. Just like every other win is going to be really cool. 799-1250. We'll hear from Craig Counsell as we move along here. We'll get you some highlights. This we got to do. I mean, I'm not skipping the highlights tonight. That's not happening. Brewers bang out 13 hits. They have six home runs. Hunter Renfro has a pair of home runs in this game. How about Christian Yelich? Andrew McCutchen with a homer and scald in the baseball. Is there something up with the baseballs this season? By the reaction, not just in Brewer games, by the reaction around the league, it sure seems like it. I mean, it really does. I look back to a playoff game last year, and Kenosha native Gavin Lux hit a baseball. I want to say it was against the Giants. He was convinced that ball was gone. And the look on his face and his reaction was like, what happened? These guys know the trajectory. These guys know when they barrel it. And that's been happening all season long for not just this baseball team, but for a lot around the league. There just might be something to that. There might be. We'll take a break. Come back, get more of your reaction. So, how many Cub fans were at American Family Field, and did they behave themselves? We always got to ask that, too. I haven't gotten any real reports the last few years, although it's been funky anyway. No fans in the stands in 20, limited fan base for a chunk of the season last year. So maybe things were off kilter a little bit, but How were the Cub fans at American Family Field tonight during an 11-1 loss from those guys' point of view and an 11-1 stomping of the Cubs today? I love it. I relish in the glory every single game that the Brewers beat the Cubs. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. 11-1 final. Brewers beat the Cubs in game one of this weekend set. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM The Fan. Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Great food, awesome fish fries, plenty of TVs to watch the games, and always a friendly vibe.
It is an 11-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs, and it comes with just more glory than that, just than a win. It's just, number one, it's the Cubs after the win. Number one, it's the win. Number two, it's the Cubs. And number three, it's an 11-1 victory. Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. And they get the victory, 13 hits, some nice happy numbers in the box score. We'll get to that. We'll get to the happy highlights as well. Six home runs hit by the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Six homers. And are they turning the corner? Yeah, maybe. Offensively, it kind of looks like it. I mean, you got to be fair about it. If we're going to analyze, you know, 10, 15, 20 games, then we got to analyze the last two or three or four. And it does appear that they're getting a little bit better approaches, better ABs. If you were at the game, well, how did the Cub fans behave themselves? What was the percentage of Cub fans in the stadium tonight? 799-1250. And is it okay to hate a baseball team? We're talking hate speech tonight. In a sports-friendly customer service kind of way.
Of course.
I think it is. I've always said I hate that. I've told Brewers players during interviews I hate the Cubs. And they laugh about it, and they say, hey, you can do that. I'm not going to say that. You can say that. I'm not going to say that. And they take it very well. They totally understand it. Because we're passionate. Hate is the intense or passionate dislike of something or someone. And I think I've got that by definition, that I just dislike the Cubs. Their fans, I grew up in an area that had a ton of Cub fans. Some family and friends are Cub fans. And, years ago on when the Cubs were playing just the majority of their games during the day, almost all of them, really, it was a good time to just take a nap. There's no better mild sedative than a Cub game during the day in the 70s and 80s, because that just puts you right to sleep.
Let me ask you this, Tim, since you were... You had a better understanding of the when the Brewers are in the American League with the White Sox. Which one's bigger, the White Sox Brewers or the Brewers Cubs?
Yeah, that's tough because there's just, and we're at probably, you know, in my lifetime of being a Brewer fan, probably about even keel.
Okay.
And I would think it's a more, for me, it's more intense with the Cubs. Boy, but I hated the White Sox too.
That's what my dad always said. He goes, I will always hate the White Sox no matter what. He goes, the Cubs could beat us 20 times, and there could be fights. He said there were no bigger fights at County Stadium in the bleachers than White Sox Brewers.
And there were brawls on the field. I mean, this is a pretty chippy rivalry, too, this Brewer-Cub thing. But it was pretty bad on the field as well with the White Sox and Brewers. There were several brawls
I remember the Albert Bell incident with Fernando Vina, and I'm sure there were more before that.
Yep, there was the Bell and Vina, but there just was – you know, there was a vitriol in that as well. There really was. And, you know, you think about it, if the Brewers had stayed in the Central here, AL Central, you think about the rivalries. Would it have, you know, bubbled up to a big one with the Minnesota Twins? Because that's always been like this friendly next-door neighbor rivalry.
Yeah.
That's never been really in you know, my memory bank, that had never gotten super ugly, the Twin Brewer thing. But I could see where the White Sox and Brewers would go at it. I mean, maybe Detroit. That might have bubbled up to something. You know, you never know. 799-1250. Let's go to Ryan. You're next here on The Fan. Were you at the park?
Yeah, I was there, Tim. And you know what's funny is I was there Monday, too. You know, and the Giants fans, I think they were louder than the Cub fans tonight.
Is that right? Okay.
They were just louder, you know, given the circumstances, too. But, you know, the Cub fans, it's slowly dwindling down. And I was going to ask you, your cohort kind of asked it for you, but so you grew up hating the White Sox, or was there somebody else you guys hated? Did you guys hate the Cardinals, too?
Not really. No, see, and people are floored by this. I hate the Cubs more than the Cardinals. And I know I've taken a million calls on this very issue, and they've always said, Tim, how can you hate the Cubs more than the Cardinals? The Cardinals have done far more damage to this organization. When you look at you know, the World Series and some of the playoffs and things like that, they've really damaged the organization in that regard. But I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the Cub fan base has always just told me over the years that they're so good and it's our year and they're so good and they've never been good. They've never been good but the one year. I mean, let's face it, they had their run and they were competitive. But in terms of winning the World Series, it's the one time. And I'll have to respect that because the Brewers don't have any. And here now it's 50-plus years. But, it was pretty ugly. What's funny about that also, just to throw this in there, people have asked also, if the Brewers didn't exist, like they were just gone, what team would you be a fan of then? What's funny about that is I would be a White Sox fan, believe it or not. Just because of proximity. I would pick the closest team that weren't the Cubs to be a fan of. Just by proximity, you'd get better coverage, you could see the games, all that stuff. So, you know, I don't necessarily mind the White Sox anymore, but this Cub team, the hate, it's okay to sports hate on something?
Oh, yeah. You know, Tim, when somebody asks you that question, why do you hate the Cubs more than the Cardinals? It's pretty simple. You live in Kenosha. So
that's it. That's the real answer. You're right on the money, man. Yep, you're right on the money because it is – I think there's more Cub fans in Kenosha than Brewer fans.
Oh, man, and you get the Cub fans that are – and I'm a Packer fan, but you get the Cub fans that are Packer fans and Cub fans, and I just think that's how convenient, right? You know, you pick two of the biggest brands of all time. So, but, yeah, they were quiet tonight. It's becoming – unfortunately, it's becoming, like that first caller said, like the dog who's rolled over and let you – it's like the Bears to me. I grew up – I was born in 1993. The Bears have never been a threat to me, seriously, ever. Maybe that one year we went to that NFC Championship game. Unfortunately, I think it's getting there with the Cubs where we just completely dog them every time they're here. And they got 2 or 3. I sat in the bleachers the second game when we lost 9-0. They all are happy. They're back to just being the lovable losers. It's awesome.
It is, and I hate them.
And it's okay to hate them, Tim.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it. 799-1250. You know, again, you're just being a little too negative. It doesn't cost you anything to be nice to anybody. Well, I don't forget things. And so those big losses to the Cubs, three-run home run, Jason Hayward off Hader. Rizzo with a big ninth inning home run. I don't forget these things. I just don't.
Heck, I remember Glenn Allen Hill hitting a home run.
But to hear our own stadium erupt like it is a Cub home game in the top of the eighth or top of the ninth in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I don't forget those things. So where are they now? Ryan's right. Where are they now? They're starting to not show up. Take back Miller Park. Do you remember that stuff going on?
Ugh, yes.
Okay. Being said, I on the air, we've been on the air 17 years, so it was all through this. The only way to keep Cub fans from going there is to just beat their brains in. To continually make it a house of doom where they cannot buy a break in Milwaukee. And they'll stop coming. They will. Even though it's cheaper, even though it's a nice ride right up 94, as Euchre would say, nice ride. They won't come. They won't. 799-1250. Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're next on The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Pretty good tonight.
Hey, I've been calling you since the beginning of your show. Jake Riviera, that guy always used to frame his fastballs. Just got to say. It's been yes, all right okay. to hate the Cubs. My college roommate and I kind of hate each other because of the Cubs. Cubs
really?
Suck. They've sucked since Moise Alou missed the catch with Steve Bartman, man.
Yeah. And you're a big Brewer fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big Brewer fan. I've been watching them and listening to them, and sometimes I have to work, and I just catch you guys doing the postgame show, and it's like I'm there.
Awesome. I appreciate it. But it's okay to hate the team, right?
Oh, it's okay to hate, for sure. And okay. Oh, it's okay to hate the Cubs, for sure. St. Louis is something. I remember when Tony Plush used to hate St. Louis, and that's something special as well. You got to hate St. Louis, but hating the Cubs is something else. I remember when Troublehorn went out and went after the White Sox, and it's okay to have a manager go out there and try to fight the other team. But, hey, I bet Council will go out there and fight the Cubs if it comes to that.
Oh, I think it would be Wilson Contreras. That's what I think would happen. All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Yeah, you can hate two teams. You can hate one more than the other. It's all right. At least and again, this throws people on this show over the years. I do kind of respect the Cardinals. I kind of do. I've liked their philosophy just in terms of baseball, just in terms of how the whole Cardinal way and all that. I've interviewed Mike Matheny, and he's like, yeah, you know, the Cardinal way, it's kind of overblown a little bit, is what he told me. It's really not a Cardinal way. It's just the way we do things around here. So, in effect, I guess it is a Cardinal way. But, you know, Colton Wong has made mention of that as well in recent years. But I respect those guys. They've achieved some consistent winning. Where the Cubs, they just roll. They bubbled up for a little bit, and they're bubbled back down, and it doesn't look like anytime soon they're going to be anything. I hope.
And their fans.
I hope it's another 108.
Their fans are nice too. You know, they're not belligerent. They comment on how nice our stadium is and how they like it coming up here. And
you mean the Cardinals?
Cardinals fans. Cardinals fans.
Cardinals fans do. Yeah. No, and that's my experience also.
So it's. The fan base is totally different than the Cubs.
Totally.
So.
We'll get one more in here before the break. 799-1250. Is it okay to hate the Cubs? We're talking hate speech on the air tonight. Jim in Chicago. Brewer fan living in Chicago. You're on The Fan.
Hey, how are we doing today? I'm doing great. I know you're doing great, too. So it's all good.
Yeah, this is a nice one.
Today marks the 21st anniversary when I moved down to this godforsaken land. But yet here I am. I think here's what it is. It's really the arrogance that I hate about the Cubs fans. It would be one thing if they were respectful, like you guys were just talking about, like there's a certain amount of respect from the Cardinals people. That's okay, and I'm fine with that, and it's all good. But it's just this arrogance that bubbles up from them. And that's really, if I'm talking about what I hate about them, it's that piece of it, because it's like, you know what, why can't, you know, good things happen to you guys, good things happen to us. We can be happy for you because something good happened for you. Cool. But you know what? Why do you have to be such a jerk about it? That's really what the problem is.
Okay. So I'll give you an example here of how Cub fans roll. As I said, I've got a lot of friends that are Cub fans and some family members are Cub fans. Okay, fair enough. And these some of my friends, when the Brewers lost to the Cubs opening day and then game two, there's been three Cub fans that texted me after the game. I think that's a little, you want to rub it in? Okay, fair enough. But just remember, I'm going to text you right back. But I never do. Like tonight, I didn't. Where are they now? They didn't text me on game three when the Brewers beat them. They didn't text me tonight when the Brewers beat them. Ghost town on my phone from the same three people that fired off the just minutes of what happened to your Brewers today. You know, that sort of thing. Just smack talking a little bit, but ghost town right now. And it was the same way in game three of the season where the Brewers beat the Cubs in that game three. That's how
right.
They're rolling.
And the thing is, we don't do that because basically, you know, baseball gods have a way of making things break even. So you don't be, you know, a jackwagon to somebody because that comes back to bite you. But the thing is, the Cubs fans are jackwagons, and that's what we really don't like about them.
All right, Jim, always a great conversation. All right, stay safe as a Brewer fan in Chicago. No, I think Chicago Cub fans, they know the landscape right now. I think they're coming down to earth a little bit. But how do you, you know, they were talking on the broadcast today, Uecker and Lane Grindle, and Uecker he is sounding good. They were talking about the Cincinnati Reds for whatever reason early in the game. I don't know how they got on the Reds or whatever, but we'll be hearing enough about that next week when the Reds are playing the Brewers. But, you know, how they got rid of all these players. Well, the Cubs did the same thing. How in the world, when you have that type of talent, the Schwarber and Baez and Rizzo and Bryant and these guys, and you get rid of all of them? I mean, all of them. Like they were talking about, Bob says, well, everyone gets a payday someday. And, you know, if you're not going to pay them, they're going to leave. And he's right. It's just exactly the way it works. But for example, when you go to DFA a Wade Miley, or you go to cut a Wade Miley or try to trade him and no one bites on it, a good general manager is going to package a prospect with that and at least get a prospect for the two players. You upgrade your one prospect for another prospect, you are going to lose a Wade Miley anyway. That to me is puzzling with the... If I were a Cub fan, bite your tongue. Wow, I would be boycotting that team for just ripping it apart. And you're in a large market, and Milwaukee's in here signing Hunter Renfro, you know, trading for Hunter Renfro's and Christian Yelich's, and putting Omar Narvaez's in there and Willie Adames's, and fighting like hell with Colton Wong's. And you guys just strip it apart, and you're the third largest city in America with an absolute windfall of revenue, and you're going to scale it all the way back? Shame on those guys. I love it. I love that, because there ain't no guarantees with all your prospects that you claim to be, corralling here. I mean, that to me, Cub fans should be livid. Cincinnati Reds fans should be livid as well. But the Cub fans more, because you're in such a large market with that type of revenue coming in, and you decide to strip it all down. You don't even sign like Avi Garcias or Hunter Renfros or any of these other free agents, Eduardo Escobars, to at least keep it honest and give yourself a puncher's chance. I love the fact that you're inept in what you're doing in Chicago right now. Sorry.
Went on a Cubs rant.
I did go on a Cubs rant. I don't know how I went there. It just happened. All right, we do have to take a break. If you want to join us, 414-799-1250. A nice win for the Brewers. Made even better that it's the Cubs. 11-1 final. Take a look at the numbers here from Craig Counsell. Still a lot to get to. And something was going on with the NFL. I'm not quite sure, but I was so laser focused here. Did the Packers pick up some players or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I think they finally got a wide receiver, so everyone can stop complaining now.
They got a receiver. Good. Okay.
More Brewers. More Brewers.
Life is now good. Packers have a receiver. All right, it's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. 11-1, Brewers over the Cubs. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
One final, 11-1 as the Brewers beat the Cubs. I just love saying that. Their season series now tied at 2-2. That's not right. But Jimi Hendrix got lit up today. 6 runs off Hendrix. We'll take that. Brewers hit 6 home runs in the ballgame. We'll get to Craig Counsell in a bit. We'll get to you guys at 414-799-1250. And we will get to the highlights here. The box score is a really kind of a fun box score. But when you crush the Cubs, the trick is to beat them again tomorrow. That's the key. And let's squeeze in a couple of calls before we get to our nice, happy highlights here. Mike, you're on The Fan. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on? Good night. Before I get to my Brewers, Joel Embiid out for the year.
Breaking news on The Fan by Notebook Mike.
Isn't that breaking news?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the Packers got your wide receiver you
wanted. So, aren't these the Cub fans who ruined a guy's life because he reached for a foul ball? The Cubs?
I don't know. That might be a little strong, but they had something to do with it, I guess. Yeah.
I got it wrong. I meant Cubs fans. Yeah.
Yeah, Cubs fans with the Bartman thing. Yeah.
Of a really, it might have been the playoffs.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well documented.
You gotta really hand it to Cubs fans.
Why?
If they come down for 2 games, that's like $200 worth of gas, and then you're adding in, I don't know, 80 a game for beer and nachos and, you know, brats. So you got to have the money to spend the money, I guess.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the revenue when they come up here. I do. I appreciate the revenue that they to provide in that stadium. But again, if you don't want the Cub fans to come up to American Family Field, the only way to keep them from coming up, they won't come up if the Brewers just make it a house of horrors, and that's what it's been.
Come up.
I don't think so. I don't
think
so.
Would you rather go to our stadium or their stadium?
Well, there's more Brewer fans going to Wrigley Field these days than ever before.
Yeah, but isn't that more nostalgia? You know, you're not going to go to every game, right?
No. No, I'm not a big fan of Wrigley Field.
40 degrees out. Oh, let's go to the Cubs game and, you know. All right, I took enough of your time.
No, you're all right, Mike. Thanks for the call, buddy. Okay, all right, bye. Bill, you're next on The Fan. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Tim. I hope you don't mind if I play a little bit of psychoanalysis here with the Cubs fans.
Shoot.
But I lived down in Chicago for 21 years, and I can tell you the Cubs fans don't hate any team more than they hate the White Sox, and vice versa. And it's just a fascination to me that a city can have a team from each league and not root for both of them. I don't get that. But I can tell you the people that I know from Chicago, they love coming up to Milwaukee. Not when the Cubs were good either. They like coming up to Milwaukee because they know it's a good environment and they enjoy coming up. It's not as long a trip for most Cubs fans because a lot of them are on the north side. I have no animosity towards the Cubs whatsoever. In fact, I was rooting for them when they won the World Series. But it's the Cardinals that I don't like because, as you said, they've done more damage to this organization than the Cubs will. They're going to have to play another 100 years to get in the World Series again.
Okay. All right. I don't see any part of me ever, Bill, rooting for the Cubs. Never have, never will. That's just where I'm at with that. But I thought Cub fans were more negative and hated the Cardinals more than the Brewers.
I agree with you 100%.
Much more than the White Sox, I thought.
Because the Cardinals fans are the ones that take over their stadium.
Right. They'll make the drive over to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I have noticed that. Brewer fans more and more and more.
Well, I told you the last time I was there, there were more and more Brewer fans walking around Wrigley, going inside, going to the bars.
Yep.
So it's just a matter of time now.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and less and less are coming up to Milwaukee, that's for sure. Let's get the highlights in here as the Brewers at 7-10. Again, this game was crawling. I mean, this is sort of a long game here. Hauser threw a lot of pitches in this. He did the job in the first inning. Gets out of it, and you guys know where I'm at with setting the tone in the early stages of game one of a series. It's pretty important, and the Cubs did a great job of that over the years when they owned the Brewers for a couple of years there. They were always taking the lead early. And the Brewers were always looking up at a crooked number, and the Brewers get something going in their half of the first inning. Colton Wong leading off, hit by a pitch after a flyout by Willy Adames. Yelich drew a walk to put two on, one out for McCutchen. Come on, baby. No, double play. Ends the inning into the second inning. Hauser gave up a one-out single in that second. Nothing else into the bottom of the second. Brewers get after it in that second inning. A leadoff double by Rowdy Tellez. Then a pop-up by Renfro for the first out. Ground ball to the right side by Omar. Tellez moved over to third. Set up Lorenzo Cain to get that ball in play. He did so. And there was a little bobble by the shortstop, and the Brewers get a run right there. It's one zip. And, again, is that the way you want? You know, yeah, well, at least you're on the board. Jace Peterson looking for his first on the year with a man aboard, and he gets it.
He drives one out towards right. Suzuki back, track, wall! Gone! Two-run blast by Jace Peterson. 3-0 Milwaukee.
3-0. They put up a three spot in that second inning, a two-run homer for Jace Peterson. Wong then followed up with a double. Adames pops up to end that frame. But the Brewers get a single, a couple of doubles, a home run, four hits, three runs, 3-0 into the third inning. One out walk by Hauser in the top of the third. Nothing else. Five strikeouts through the three scoreless. You could kind of tell that Hauser was on a little bit. But again, the only blemish would be, you know, the pitch count was rising a little bit. Brewers with the lead, they tack on. It's a one-man rally with Andrew McCutchen.
And a fly ball out to deep left center. Back half, still back, warning track. It is gone. Back-to-back games with a home run from McCutchen.
4-0 as the game moved into that fourth inning. Hauser, another scoreless inning in the fourth, leadoff walk. One out later, another walk, two on, one out for the pitcher's best friend off the bat of Patrick Wisdom. It was a double play. 4-0 into the bottom of the fourth inning, into the 80s in the pitch count category for Hauser through the four. One out walk for Lorenzo Cain in the bottom half, but it leads to nothing into the fifth inning. Game just crawling a little bit. 1-2-3 in the fifth for Hauser. Six Ks through the five, two walks, a couple of hits. 90 pitches now through the five, but at least he's qualifying for the win at that point. Brewers bounce Hendricks in the bottom of the fifth inning, a leadoff double by Willy Adames, and then a bomb for number 22.
Yelich, deep right center field. Did he get all this one? You bet he did. Off the scoreboard. Yelich home run number two. He just missed in the third.
447 feet on that home run for Yelich. He got that one. McCutchen then flew out. And that did it for Hendricks. 4 1/3, six earnings posted onto his ledger. And former Brewer left-hander Daniel Norris enters the game for the Cubs. And pitches, well, like he did for the crew last year, badly. After getting to Les, he doesn't get Hunter Renfro.
Renfro to right center. Suzuki back at the track. It is gone for Renfro.
His third on the year, giving the Brewers a 7-0 lead. They put up three in the inning on three hits. Into the sixth inning, Hauser coming back out for that sixth inning. That was an impressive move for Council, and he gets through it. 101 pitches, six shutout innings on just two hits, three walks, six strikeouts. His ERA now at 2.53 for Hauser. Lorenzo Cain, bottom of the sixth inning, leadoff single, but strikeouts to Jace, Wong, Willie into the seventh inning, 7-0. Hobie Milner getting some work in, into some two-out trouble, a double, did have a walk in that frame as well. Council has seen enough of him. Gustave enters the game. He walks the first man he faces, then throws a wild pitch, and the Cubs get on the board at 7-1. But he does ultimately get out of that inning. Brewers get that run back and one extra in the bottom of that seventh inning. After a Telez walk, it was Hunter Renfro, another guy that's heating up, and he was hot tonight.
Renfro out towards deep right center, giving it a run. Hermosillo still back. It is gone! Hunter Renfro's done it again.
Yeah, a pair of home runs for Hunter Renfro on the night. That two-run shot made it 9-1 into the eighth inning. Gustave back out there, throws a scoreless eighth inning into the bottom half, and the Brewers weren't done yet. Let's see, who's going to hit a home run this time? Brasso with a base hit, pinch hitting for Peterson. Wong with the first out off the lefty. Ross then goes to the right-hander to try and neutralize Willy Adames. And it doesn't work. Willie makes him pay.
This one launched to left. Back half, warning track. It is gone. Sixth home run of the night for the Brew Crew. They're up by 10.
Yelich drew his second walk in that inning, but into the ninth inning, Jay Cousins pitches a scoreless ninth inning. And the Brewers get game one of this three-game weekend series against the Chicago Cubs, the final 11-1. Brewers mark now at 14-7. Craig Council's got to be pretty pleased with that. Let's hear from the Brewers manager.
Hendricks is somebody that's pitched well before against you guys. What did you like about the approach this time around against them? Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. You know, the thing with him is he felt a little bit off tonight, and we took advantage of it. And that's what you have to do. You know, some of his misses, just had some misses that were more than usual. and we took advantage of it. So the ball was up, and we put a lot of good swings, and we hit a lot of balls to the wall too, just in general. So I thought, you know, when a guy's not locked in, you take advantage of it, and we did that tonight.
Adrian, on the other hand, looked incredibly locked in, just kind of vintage Adrian Hauser all night.
Yeah, I mean, they made him work. You know, there's a lot of three ball counts, but he made pitches. I mean, I thought he came out of the gate. He was really, really like crisp. Was kind of stuff was electric, almost like as good as we've seen it. But ball was kind of moving all over the place a little bit, and which is a good thing. So it led him into some deep counts, and that kind of drove his pitch count up a little. But he kind of rescued himself in the fifth and the sixth there, and a nice job. But a great start.
What did you think of the way he kind of mixed up his pitches with that lefty heavy line?
Yeah, I mean, the changeup was a good pitch tonight. He used the four-seam fastball well. You know, I thought those two pitches were. I thought the changeup early in the game. We got a bunch of outs with the changeup, and you know that's the pitch that's going to neutralize the left-handed hitters.
Moving forward, you're able to give your back-end guys a much-needed break, so it just kind of adds to the importance of what the offense and Adrian.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal. We've played so many games where those guys have been right in the middle of everything, and to give a bunch of guys. Just an easy night sets us up well for the next 2 days.
How great was it to have 10 extra base hits tonight? Obviously, you scored 12 against the Pirates the other night. You only had 3. Tonight, you had 10. So how great was that to see?
Yeah. I mean, it was a night we just drove the ball well. We had some near misses. Kutch had a couple balls, too, that he drove to the wall. So we put good swings on the baseball tonight, and you know the extra base hit is a pretty good formula for good offense. And when we got pitches to hit tonight, we put really good swings on them.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM The Fan. Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Great food, awesome fish fries, plenty of TVs to watch the games, and always a friendly vibe.
You know, we are seeing some signs of this offense breaking out of the slumber that they were in early on, aren't we? Aren't we all seeing this? I mean, it's not going to happen every night. You know, you got 3 runs yesterday. You had 3 runs the day before. Both victories because of this pitching staff, but I mean, we are seeing better at-bats. We're seeing more barrels. We're seeing less strikeouts. Well, we could attribute that to the Brewers hitters kind of getting on track a little bit. We could attribute some of that to the pitching against them. But nonetheless, it is a pretty good sign. And for a while there, even tonight, you know, you're wondering, especially McCutchen. You just heard Council say McCutchen hit a couple of balls really well that didn't get out of the park. Again, more indicator that maybe there's something funky going on with the baseballs this season. I don't know. That storyline, I think we have yet to get to the bottom of that, but it's something to keep an eye on. So something else to keep an eye on is this Brewers offense. They are performing a little bit better, guys. They are. If you're keeping track of things like that, which I know you are. Let's check out the numbers in this ball game. Colton Wong tonight goes 1-for-4 with a run scored. Willie Adames, 2-for-5, 2 RBIs, a pair of runs scored as well. Christian Yelich, 1-for-3 with a run scored, 2 knocked in, a pair of walks. Andrew McCutchen, 1-for-5, 2 runs scored, 1 RBI. Rowdy Tellez goes 1-for-3 with a couple of runs scored and a walk. Hunter Renfro, there we go, 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, 3 knocked in. Omar Narvaez, a straight 1-for-4. Lorenzo Cain goes 2-for-3. 1 run scored, 1 RBI with a walk. Jace Peterson, 1-for-3 with a run scored and 2 RBIs. Mike Brasso goes 1-for-1 in a pinch-hitting appearance. Pitching lines tonight. Adrian Hauser, 6 shutout innings on just 2 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. He threw 101 pitches. and now an ERA of 2.53. Hobie Milner, two-thirds of an inning, one run, one hit, and a walk. Gustave in, 1 1/3 innings pitch. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Jake Cousins, one inning. Everything good, except he did strike out a man in that ninth inning, getting some work. And I was surprised they didn't go with a position player there, but okay. After the victory, the Brewers got 11 runs, 13 hits, one error. The Cubs just one run on just three hits, no errors. The win goes to Hauser. He is 2-2. The loss to Hendricks, he's now 1-2. And the Brewers win their 14th out of 21 games, 14-7. 29,062 to observe a crushing, a crushing win over the Cubs. We'll take a break, come back, and hear from Hunter Renfro. He's got four long balls on the season now. That's next here on The Fan.
You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on 1250 AM The Fan. Time to head into the clubhouse and hear from the pros.
Brewers get the win tonight, 11-1, to take game one of this three-game weekend set. And on a roll, guys, 14-7, okay? They, In all honesty, the way the offense has been this year, would it have surprised you if they were like, I don't know, 10-11, 11-10 range, something like that? I don't think so.
Not at all.
And I think I would have been encouraged by that, just to hover around 500 while the pitching's doing what they're doing while the offense gets their stuff together. Clearly, you know, the 14-7, they're seven games over 500. I mean, that's a big number. It is, guys. Winning two-thirds. I don't care what the schedule says. That's a good clip. They're on a nice run now, winning 10 of 12 and 13 of their last 17 games. And again, it doesn't matter who they're playing throughout that run. And definitely the 10-2 mark in 12 games. Wouldn't matter who you're playing, who's on the schedule. That's really good in baseball.
Second best record in the National League. Is it too early to do that?
No, I don't think so.
Just the New York Mets, 15-6.
Stack up wins.
Yep.
And that's what you're supposed to do here. Stack up wins. And that, I will say it again, I don't believe they're playing their best baseball yet. We're seeing a little bit more of good baseball. By the way, Colton Wong with another error tonight. What's going on with you, Colton?
Something in his head.
He is heating up, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a base hit in his second AB today. And at that point, he was 6 for his last 12. So that's a guy that's starting to heat up, too. And this offense as a whole, we're starting to see some glimpses of what it can be. And tonight, 6 home runs, 13 hits. A pair of home runs for Hunter Renfro. He's got 4 now on the year. And you know what? Some broadcaster has been calling that dude Hunter Bradley Jr. Shame on him. I don't know who that is. But let's hear from Hunter Renfro, the Brewers right fielder, on the field with Sophia Minert after the game.
Hunter, 11 runs, 13 hits. 6 of those were home runs. You had 2 of them. How fun are nights like this offensively?
They're a lot of fun. Obviously, it helps to give our pitchers a break there. They've been doing a fantastic job for us. And for us to give them a little breather, they needed that. So it was awesome. The guys had a great approach up there tonight and swung the bat well.
15th career multi-homer game. The first one for you came off the lefty, Daniel Norris on the fastball. The second one on the cutter. Good sign for you, Hunter, of how well you're seeing the ball right now?
Yeah, just kind of staying with the approach, staying opposite field, trying to make sure, staying inside of it and not trying to do too much, just trying to let it happen, whatever happens, happens, and take what they give me.
You've said that your strength, though, is pulling the ball. So to see the ball go the opposite way, is that a good sign as well?
Yeah, it's just these soft baseballs. I hope they kind of get harder here soon. But everything's going great.
I have to ask you as well about Adrian Hauser. The offense is going to get a lot of credit tonight with the six homers, but he delivered six scoreless innings. How have you seen Hauser get better start to start?
He's been phenomenal. Obviously, his fastball was there tonight. He was able to throw where he wanted to and bank corners and get early contact on the ground and keep his pitch count low enough for him to get through a bunch of innings. And obviously, he's been doing a great job for us all season, and it just continues to get better and better.
All right, Hunter, thanks so much for the time. Hunter Renfroe with two of the Brewers' six home runs tonight.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network, now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
Well, what play got you off your seat here in this Brewers 11-1 victory? I will say this. This dude that we're going to play the highlight of, he's had the most conversation topics regarding him. And you know where I'm going here, but we have to focus in. I liked this shot right here, and maybe it was the corner being turned yesterday with a ninth inning bunt base hit. I don't know. Stranger things have happened. It's crazy. Crazy game of baseball. You never know what's going to kind of flip the switch a little bit. But had a couple of walks in the ball game, and this, as our call of the game, is Christian Yelich.
Yelich, deep right center field. Did he get all this one? You bet he did. Off the scoreboard. Yelich home run number two. He just missed in the third and missed none of that one.
You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on The Fan. Time to check Tim Allen's news and notes. Yeah, we know they're infamous, somewhat overrated, and, well, quite frankly, sometimes just plain old dumb. But he continues to read them. Okay, Tim, have at it, if you need to.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. This is kind of a cool news and note here. As the Brewers beat the Cubs tonight. I can't say that enough. They'll go back at it tomorrow. We'll preview the pitching matchup here in just a second. Andrew McCutchen had a stolen base in the series in Pittsburgh, and that put him at a benchmark of 200-plus home runs and, at that time, 200 stolen bases. I thought this was interesting. I figured there would be more in this category, but he's only the 51st player in MLB history to do that. I mean, wouldn't you think it'd be a few more than 51, or is that a big number, Tim?
No, that's a small number.
It seems a little low to me. Nonetheless, the Brewers, he's the 10th Brewer to do that. Now, I thought about this before I dug in. I thought about, well, who has 200 home runs? And, you know, you think of the obvious, Molitor, right?
Yep.
And you think of Robin Yount.
Yep.
But these are players that have 200 or more homers, 200 or more steals, that have played for the Brewers at one point in their career, if not their entire career. So that to me made a little more sense, and that opened the door to all sorts of ideas for me. And I needed help on this one, but obviously Yount and Molitor are on the list. Hank Aaron's another one. Gary Sheffield is another one. How about Ryan Braun? Mike Cameron, 200 homers, 200 steals. Jimmy Winn. I would have never gotten that.
Nope.
I loved the toy cannon as a kid, and I was just elated when the Brewers got him. Let's see, who else is on this list? Marquise Grissom. I probably would have gotten that one. He did have a nice run in his career. And Devon White, made most of that damage as a Blue Jay. But 10th Brewer in history to achieve that goal, 200 home runs and 200 stolen bases. Yeah, that's a nice, fun news and note. All right, Brewers go back at it tomorrow. Game two of this three-game set, 6:10 the first pitch. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Pitching matchups, Tim Shea.
Justin Steele going for the Cubs tomorrow. He's 1-2 with a 5.40 ERA. Going up against Eric Lauer, 1-0 with a 2.20 ERA. His last outing against Philadelphia, six innings pitched with 13 strikeouts. So
yeah, this is going to be a big start. And, you know, I say that with sort of air quotes. For me, it's sort of a fascinating start for Eric Lauer, because every start that he does well in, and he's been doing awesome, it just more legitimizes his strength moving forward. So in that regard, I know he's going to have a bump in the road. So is Burns. So is Woody. So are all these guys. I just hope this role continues for Eric Lauer, because it's just given the Brewers some legitimacy as one of the more elite teams in the game. I think they already are to a degree. I don't think they're – I think the one time through the rotation, guys, they lost some street cred a little bit nationally, and people were saying, well, see, they're going to come back down to earth. Baseball is about being consistent over time. And once they got two and three and now four times through the rotation, now we're seeing some consistency here. The Brewers' pitching is just amazing.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal again, since that first time out.
It's something to behold. It's something we've never seen in Brewers franchise history. We have not seen this type of run. It's seemingly every single night, Tim, these guys are rattling off. Six
just
innings,
keep it,
shutout.
Keep it moving.
Five
keep
innings,
moving.
Shutout. Seven and a third, shutout. It's just every single night. So that's why I'm quite fascinated with Eric Lauer and this start tomorrow. So we will see you after the last pitch as you make the switch. For Tim Shea, my name is Tim Allen. Brewers beat the Cubs. I love saying it. It makes me smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.